your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Country artist Trinity Bradshaw has released her brand new EP today, and it's called Open Skies. It features the current single, Never Drinking Again. Trinity is shooting the video for the single this weekend. The album was recorded at Blackbird Studios in Nashville. Earlier this year, Trinity was nominated at the Alberta Country Music Association Awards for the Female Artist of the Year and Song of the Year. It's great to welcome her here on this very special occasion. Hello, Trinity.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I am doing terrific. How about you?
I'm pretty darn good, and I just finished dancing to your opening song. I always find myself dancing around with the it's so good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's awesome. It kind of gets things lively and everybody in the mood. I'm so glad you appreciated that. Now, talking about excitement and dancing around, your brand new EP is finally released, and it is available today.
Yes, that is correct. It was just released on iTunes today. I'm so excited. That's what I woke up to.
That is so amazing, and not only released on iTunes, but one of the tracks, Love is in the Middle of Us, is listed there as a hot country track.
Yeah, on iTunes. It's amazing. I don't think that happened before, so I'm pretty stoked.
That is so cool, and that's one of the songs we're going to share on the show, so people are going to hear that. We'll also get to your current single in just a few moments. And, of course, what would a EP be without but a release party? So important. So the CD release party is this Thursday, June 19th, at Ranchman's in Calgary.
Yes, correct.
Now, how cool is that? It's got to be exciting, because I know that you've released an album before, to debut the songs there and to see the audience reacting to what you're performing.
Yeah, I'm super excited. And not a lot of people have heard me perform these new songs, so I'm pretty excited to actually share the story behind them and perform it with my whole band.
Yeah, let's talk about the songs on the album and maybe how many of them that you have hand in writing. I know one of them is a cover song on your last album. You did the great song Tracy Chapman, Fast Car, that big hit for her. You did an awesome version on this one. I've always loved this song. It goes back to 1984, Missing You by John Waite.
Mm-hmm. Such an amazing song. And we decided to put that on there. It was kind of just like... my manager had introduced me to the song once again. I'd heard the song years ago. I don't know who introduced it, my mother or my father, but I was always in love with this song and the story and the passion and the emotion that he brings with, like, the unstable melody. It's an amazing song, and we cut it, and there was no doubt about it. It had to be a part of the EP, so we just put it on.
And it's one of those songs that it was a pop hit, of course, but it definitely translates to a country song because of the emotion in it and what the singer is saying about, they're saying they're not missing the other person, but of course the reverse is true.
Totally, yes. And I think it's become more relatable to, like, country music now, because country music is changing so much. So now that we have so much pop influence in country music these days, it's easier to release a song like that was once pop. In the pop market.
For sure. So the other songs on the album, Trinity, how many of those are ones that you've written?
Out of the six, Missing You, of course, I didn't write, but the other five I did, however, co-write.
Very cool. And there's some great songs in here. The first single we're going to check out is Never Drinking Again. And this is a country song, and this is about somebody regretting what happened with a heavy night of drinking.
Yes, and I think we've all been there. I know I've been there. And it's really just about my crazy friend, Jenny. Everyone's got that friend that just doesn't know when to stop and doesn't know when to stop the party. And, of course, they regret it the next morning. So this is about everybody's friend, Jenny.
We're going to get to the song in just a moment, Trinity, but you are shooting a video this Sunday. Now, how exciting is that? You shot some videos before. It's pretty cool to bring the story to life. And what are the plans that you can tell us so far for the video?
Yeah, I can't. First of all, I can't wait to bring this song to life. I've been waiting ever since we wrote the darn thing. I could just picture the music video while I was writing it. And it's just going to be a good time. I want everybody to feel good. And as soon as they see the video and they hear the song at the same time, I want them to just have a good feeling, and I want them to go on about their day and just have a good time. The whole video is just going to be a bunch of friends just having a good time. There's going to be some karaoke scenes because we all love karaoke, and I grew up with karaoke, and I still love it to this day. And yeah, we found a beautiful spot to shoot the video, and it's very saloon style pub, and it's absolutely perfect. I'm so excited.
Well, let's get to the song, and we have plenty more to talk with Trinity about. This is the official day of her EP release. Very exciting. Let's get to that song now that she's referring to here, Never Drinking Again, Trinity Bradshaw on In the Country.
Happy hour in the old saloon. Tommy was no good from the start. Now Jenny's mending a broken heart. Now Jenny's come me a million times, getting to the bottom of the bottle of wine. She's got the reason, I got the potion. Here we go again. One drink, two drinks, three drinks, floor. Jenny's out before the count of four. Again. Jenny's in the cab, she's on her way home. Back in the club, grab the microphone. AC/DC shook me all night long. And the song, the song, song, song. Well, my boyfriend called me a million times, but when the shots are lined up, who got the time? So I cheers to the weekend, shoot back a potion. Again. Open my eyes for one hell of a bender, and this is all I remember. One, popped out of the Chevy. Two, got around the Bentley. Three, Jenny's on the floor. She passed out before the count of four. I found myself a man at 5 or 6 a.m. Uh-oh. Well, one drink, two drinks, three drinks, four. When we've had enough, why do we drink more? Five, six, seven, eight, and nine, ten. A girl never, ever, never, ever. Well, one drink, two drinks, three drinks, four. When we've had enough, why do we drink more? Five, six, seven, eight, and nine, ten. A girl never, ever, never, ever, never, ever. I know you said it.
My guest, Trinity Bradshaw, and that is her current single. It's called Never Drinking Again, and it is featured on her EP, which has just been released today. You can head to trinitybradshaw.com or iTunes to get the album. And, man, that song is a whole lot of fun.
Oh, thank you. That was totally the intent.
It really was.
Yeah, it
just doesn't slow down from beginning to end, and you just it's a feel-good, fun kind of song.
Yeah, I thank you. Thank you for noticing. It actually, as many times as I've heard it in the past year, I still have a good time when I listen to it. Normally, I get really sick of a song, but I'm still liking this one.
It's awesome. We got a couple more songs from the album coming up. Now, we should talk about earlier this year, the Alberta Country Music Association. You were nominated for two awards. Very cool. Female Artist of the Year and Song of the Year for another song we're going to share called Guns Don't Kill Good Men, Love Does, which is an awesome title. So how did that feel, Trinity, to get those nominations from the ACMA?
Oh, my goodness. It felt really good because I as most of my fans know and everybody else, I'm not actually from Alberta. I just moved here about 3 years ago, and it was really hard for me to make the move from the East Coast because it's so much bigger out here, and there's so many more so much more people, and it's really different. But to receive a nomination for an Alberta award, it was just so heartwarming. It made me realize that I moved to the right place for good reason. And it felt amazing to be up there with the rest of the nominees.
Yeah, that's an incredible recognition. And I understand that you also performed at the award show?
I did. I performed Guns Don't Kill Good Men, and it went really, really well. We started out like very acoustic, and I totally performed unplugged for half the song, and then I made it up to the stage. It was pretty cool. I totally went out of my element.
And I think that's important as an artist, right, to do something out of your element, to do something a little risky, not something that is obviously guaranteed to fail, but maybe something on the edge that keeps it interesting, not just for you, but for the audience.
I completely agree. We're always trying to do things that kind of puts me out of my comfort zone, and it really does. It helps with the overall performance, but it feels good afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. You achieved it, and you know the risk paid off. Now, music has been with you for a long time, and in fact, if we go back to the age of 14, and it started before that, but as far as recognition goes, you were the youngest winner of the Summerside Festival Talent Search in PEI. So that had to have been a confidence boost at that young age of 14.
It was pretty darn amazing. And not only that, but I got to perform with a band. And at that age, I wasn't able to perform with a band a lot of the time. It was normally just singing to a karaoke track or playing the two chords that I know on a guitar. And just to be up on that stage, I was up on the stage for the first time whenever I was 13 years old. But to win it, it was amazing. It's those little tiny things that keep you going, and those little reminders that you know, this is for real. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
That is awesome, and you do need those reminders as you go along. All those little successes that keep you going along the way. It's not always just the big moments and awards, but recognition like that, which is amazing. Now, the EP was recorded in Nashville, produced by Russ Broom and Trey Mills. We'll talk about them. But it was recorded at Blackbird Studios that has seen recordings done by Tim McGraw and Taylor Swift, to name some pretty big names.
Huge names. It was incredible to be there. Whenever you're there, it's hard to realize what's actually going on because it happens so quickly, and you arrive to this famous studio with these insane musicians, and it all happens so quickly. But then you get to kind of sit back and take it all in afterwards. And this is truly when I take it all in. When I listen back to this EP, it brings me back to recording it and how I felt at the time. And it was absolutely amazing. I felt like a superstar in there.
Yeah, I'll bet it rubs off the not just because the studio is amazing, but that history of who's been in there. Do you get a chance? I'm sure people want to know when you're in a studio like that. Did you run into anybody famous coming and going, that kind of thing?
I didn't. I don't actually run into a lot of famous people. Even when I'm in Nashville, it's like I've probably missed them by 2 minutes. I'm kind of unlucky like that, but. It was extremely amazing to be there, and you could just feel it in the room. It's so inspiring. You can just feel the creativity that has already gone down in that room many times before.
Wow. Now let's talk about the producers Russ Broom and Trey Mills. Their involvement in the project, of course, producing it for you. What did they bring to the EP?
Oh my goodness. Other than like the lyrics that I contributed and the fact that I sing the songs, they are completely 100% the backbone to this EP. They put tons of work into bringing the right sounds and the right essentials for each song to bring it to life. And these guys are like my family. They're my world. They know what they're doing.
Because yeah, the tracks sound amazing, and you've obviously witnessed this and heard this for yourself, Trinity. The songs in a rougher demo form, and then hearing what these guys are doing production wise, and hearing the song really get brought to that next level.
Totally, yeah, and that's just what it takes. It takes to have the right people on your side, and you need to really know each other. And we wrote all of the songs together, so it was perfect. Whenever it came time to arrange the entire arrangement and sound, it was quite easy because we do have that trust in each other now.
Right. That's awesome. Well, let's turn to another song from the just released EP. It's available just today, as a matter of fact, so people can head to iTunes, TrinityBradshaw.com. This song we mentioned earlier is being a hot country track featured now at iTunes, which is great promotion and exposure for the song. It's called Love Is in the Middle of Us. What can you tell us about the song, Trinity?
This song is about just overall to have a good relationship. I think that you need to keep each other centered and grounded and on the same level. And I brought this song to the idea for this song to the table when I realized that my boyfriend and I, who have known each other like our entire lives, have two completely different personalities. And he's kind of like, you know, like keep it simple. And I'm totally like, let's go all out. And I stress over certain little things because I always want things to be perfect. And he's completely opposite. Like everything doesn't need to be perfect. It's just do it your way and it's good enough. And we kind of meet in the middle and that's what the song's about. And your heart happens to be in the middle as well. So I think that is the key to a good relationship. And that's what the motive was to writing the song.
That's awesome. And Trinity, have you had the experience with your songs yet? And I'm sure you have. When others have heard it, they've been touched by the song and they can relate to it.
Oh, yes. I love getting those messages because it really makes me feel like I'm writing the right songs.
Right.
And even like songs that I don't think that are necessarily going to impact somebody's life, like it still does, and they still take it in,
yeah.
And they let me know how much they love it, and it's really an amazing feeling.
That's awesome. Let's share the song now. This is called Love Is in the Middle of Us from my guest Trinity
Yay.
Bradshaw on In the Country.
Wanted to fly. Well, she wore her dreams on her blue jean sleeve, giving everything a try. There was a boy, had to pretend, made up of excuses and reasons to lie, and a heart that wouldn't mend. Well, she's got a reason.
Alberta country artist Trinity Bradshaw, and that is a track off of her brand new EP. It's called Love Is in the Middle of Us, and the EP is called Open Skies. It's available at iTunes. Man, that is a beautiful song, Trinity, not only with a lot of meaning, but definitely sounds radio-friendly to me.
Oh, thank you so much. Actually, we came up with the title from this song. It says She's Open Skies.
Yeah,
that's where we came up with it. There was a lot of debate naming this EP, and that's how we came up to it. I didn't want to name it after, like, I want what I want or come off needy or something like that. So we didn't really know what to call it, judging from the song choice, the names of the songs.
Yeah, I Want What I Want being another one of the tracks. But as I was listening to that song, I heard the line Open Skies, and there is where it comes from. And that is a nice title for an EP. Beyond the fact that it's in that song, does Open Skies mean anything to you, or you just like the sound of the two words together?
No, I think it totally means something. Just to shoot for the stars kind of vibe, and reach until you can't reach any higher.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Now, your influences, we can hear in that bit of Miranda Lambert going on, some real good country stuff. Who are some of those influences over the years, Trinity?
Oh, my goodness. It would have to be Miranda Lambert, definitely, in this day and age in the music industry anyway. And other than that, I grew up listening to a lot of, like, Jody Messina and Gretchen Wilson and all of just, like, the girls with the upbeat songs and the badass attitude, and they just totally blend in with the dudes, you know? And I think that's exactly what we need in country music. We need more strong women. And that's what I'm trying to do, you know?
That's awesome. You are accomplishing that with this EP. People can hear it for themselves. Jody Messina brings me back a great memory of Heads, Carolina, Tails, California.
Yes, I just added that song to my set list. And I freaking love it. I totally forgot about it. And I heard it a couple days ago, and I still knew every word. It's insane.
It's one of those that just rocks from start to finish. So that fits perfectly for you. That's cool. Back in March of this year, you had another great recognition for you. You were CMT Canada's Fresh Face Feature Artist.
Yeah.
How did that go? Tell me about that. I love the title of that, Fresh Face Featured Artist.
Me too, especially getting a little older. It's good to be called a fresh face.
That's right.
I'm totally kidding. I'm not that old. But
I know.
But
you're very young.
It was, I'm getting up there. But it was amazing to have CMT put me on their website. Like, it was on their main website and everything. To go on there and see my face planted there was pretty darn amazing. And I think they kept it for a couple weeks too. It was awesome.
Very cool. Another great recognition. Now, you've got some venues, some big performances coming up this summer. A couple of the big ones, the Calgary Stampede, and then you're heading over to the Ontario area, where we're all excited for you to head this way for the Boots and Hearts Music Festival.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm totally headed to Ontario, and I'm so psyched. Big festival. Huge.
That is a huge festival now. Calgary Stampede, another huge one. Some other shows in between those throughout the summer, some smaller venues or different venues?
Oh, of course. Yep. Next week, actually, we are playing Pinoca in Alberta.
Nice.
So that's going to be fun. Yeah, it's their little Stampede, and I'm sure it's going to be a great time. We're rocking two nights in a row. So, yeah, tons of little things like that, but great gigs. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. How do you find with when you have that reaction, when you're performing, especially at the smaller gigs, when you can really have maybe a slightly better connection just due to the numbers. Do you love that experience of being able to chat with the audience and maybe talk about the songs?
Oh, yeah. I don't think that'll ever fade. I think I'll always do I do plan on playing, like, the stadium gigs and becoming that stadium artist, but to play the tiny little, like, not even tiny, but the little gigs where there's like 50 people there and you can talk to them and be a little more intimate is really awesome. It feels really good.
And you talked about at the ACMAs doing some acoustic stuff for part of the song. Do you enjoy that, Trinity, performing the songs acoustically, maybe a full set like that, so people can really get into the songs and not have any other distractions?
I actually think I prefer it. I'm not going to lie to you. I like to sit there with my guitar and just sing out to whoever wants to listen. just me, myself, and I sitting up there and telling my story. I do love songwriting panels and all that acoustic stuff. I love it.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Now, you're giving away 4 free songs if people head to trinitybradshaw.com. I understand these are 4 tracks from your first EP.
Yes, we're giving them away completely for free. I would have given them for free from day one, for goodness sake. I just want people to hear these songs. But now that I am able, now that it makes sense to give them for free, I want to give back to everybody who's been listening to me and backing me up for years and kind of being my back. That's for them. 4 free songs, and yeah.
I think that's really awesome. People are going to love them because they're great songs from that first EP, which was wonderful. TrinityBradshaw.com. It's very easy. They'll see the link there. Click on it, and very easy to get those songs. Let's turn to a third track from the EP now, Guns Don't Kill Good Men, Love Does. I believe this was a single earlier this year?
Yes, correct. We released this single, I believe it was near the first of the year, and we released it at the radio, and then we decided that Never Drinking Again would be hopefully the summer song. I'm really hoping for that one summer song. So that it didn't run for very long, but I'm hoping to release it again kind of as a single.
Well, it's a great song. Right away, the title makes people want to listen to it just because it's just, you know, it piques your interest. So where did the inspiration come from for the song, Trinity?
Well, my Trey Mills, who co-wrote most of the album with me, we were on, I believe, like an airplane or something, headed to Toronto, and he looked at me and he said, I have this really great idea for a song, and we're on this plane for 4.5 hours, so you better listen, kind of thing. So I was all ears, and he said, guns don't kill good men, love does. And just as soon as he said that, I was like, that is so badass, that is so cool. And then I said, what the heck are we going to write about? And he's like, well, let's get down to it. And we figured out that we were going to write that, you know, you kind of, it's like the boy-girl situation where the girl gets hurt a few times too many, and now she's like, okay, now I'm in charge kind of song.
Right. Love that. Love that explanation. Let's hear it now. This is another fun song that just had so much energy to it. It's Trinity Bradshaw, Guns Don't Kill Good People. Actually, guns don't kill good men.
Men.
Love does. On In the Country.
Yeah.
Rolling into town at the break of dusk, flask in my hand, time to fire it up. Me and my posse making our rounds, gonna cause a little hell around this. Acting all shy. Are you ready to die? Your love caught your eye. Kill good men, love dies. Door swings open, who walks in? Nobody else but my ex-boyfriend. Well, you're flying high, but I'll shoot you down. I got a better weapon than any gun in this town. Why you acting all shy? Are you ready to die? 'Cause love caught your eye. Heads turn around and bodies scatter. when we come for you, when we come for you, when we come for you. The zero love, no time for talk. In the hot state game, gotta walk the walk. Five steps back, turn and draw. In this part of town, I am the law. Just the zero love, no time for talk. In the hot state game, gotta walk the walk. Five steps back, turn and draw. In this part of town, I am the law. Kill good men, love dies. Yes, sir.
What a great song from my guest, Trinity Bradshaw. Guns don't kill good men, love does. I love that one.
Ooh, thank you so much.
It just moves along. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm hearing Miranda in your voice, but I'm also hearing, if we go old school, somebody whose songs you could cover, Tanya Tucker.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say that. My mother introduced me to the great Tanya Tucker a long time ago, and wow. I definitely have, she has influenced my voice and the way I sing, definitely.
Yeah, there's a slight bit of rasp there, something that was very reminiscent of her, so you definitely have that in there. And I could hear you covering whether it's Delta Dawn or, you know, any of her great classics would be great to do. Now, the musicians on the album Trinity are pretty amazing, top-notch at Blackbird Studios where they were recorded. Maybe talk a bit about the musicians you had on the album.
Totally. There was Chad Cromwell on drums, and oh my goodness, he was just a ball of excitement the moment he came through that door. The scariest part of going in there was wondering if they're going to like my songs or not, because clearly they're introduced to so many hit songs and so many great songs that maybe they won't like mine. So that was kind of a worry for me, but Chad was like,
sure,
so excited, and he's played on like some of the, well, all of, most of the biggest songs out there. And he was just amazing. And then Russ Paul was also there, and he played the lap steel or the pedal steel, and we had sent him the tracks, and he totally brought the songs to life in their natural country element that you should hear, and all the guys were extremely awesome. We also had we just recorded again in Nashville, which isn't necessarily on this EP, but definitely on the next tracks. We also have a couple more superstar musicians from Nashville as well. And they're all just insanely amazing.
And they learn the song so quickly, right? They just hear it a couple times and they're playing it right through.
Oh, my goodness. It's literally like second nature to them, as if they heard the songs like a million times. It's insane. And they also, like, they bring out certain things that you didn't even think were going to be a part of the song, but they just have this magical thing that they do. I don't know. They're good. They're really good.
That's awesome. Now, how important is it for you, Trinity? And I know the answer will be very important, but if you could elaborate a bit on your fans and how much they support you and believe in your music, of course, and have looked so forward to the release of the new EP.
Oh, my goodness. They are definitely my fans. Everyone that believes in me is definitely gives me that drive to keep going and to keep wanting to make more music. Because essentially I get sick of these songs. I write them and it's awesome. It's my thoughts on paper. But the fact that they buy the album and they make it their own and they listen to it is absolutely amazing. And it keeps me wanting to write more and release more. And everything I do is for the fans. It really is. I want to inspire as many people as I can to do exactly what they want and show them that you can, you know, nothing can stop you if there's something you really want to do.
That is great advice, a great philosophy. We talked about the cover song you did, Tracy Chapman, Fast Car, on the new album, a great version of John Waite's Missing You. And I've seen you perform when you were here in Toronto a while back now. Wagon Wheel, which is that modern-day classic, basically, that a lot of people are doing. Cover songs are something you love to do, and what are some of the newer cover songs you're performing at your shows?
Okay, they are, I love cover songs, and I think that's because I started out on a karaoke machine. That's where I gained my repertoire. That's where I learned about all of the artists and my favorite artists and all my inspiration. So cover songs are super important to me, and there's a reason why they write the songs, and that's to continue growing and continue playing those songs. So I'm glad that I can help those artists keep the songs alive. And I don't know, a couple of the songs that I just added is Sold by John Michael Montgomery.
Nice.
I have like a few of older songs mostly. I like covering the older ones and bringing them back to life. It's a lot of fun. And I do cover a few Miranda Lambert songs. I touch into Lady Antebellum and I actually even cover a Taylor Swift song and I mash it up with Summer of 69. So
oh, nice.
I do a lot of mashups and just keep up the tempo and make them fun cover songs.
I love mashups. I mean, I don't know how long they've been around, but you know, I've noticed them in the last 4 or 5 years in award shows and at shows they've been at, and mashups are so cool, blending from one song to another and then usually back to the first song. It's just such a cool cool thing to listen to.
It really is. It's a cool concept, especially if you are an artist. You know, there's tons of people out there that have never heard one of my songs before. So to mash that up with a song that they know, it kind of like plays on their heartstrings and keeps them attentive.
for sure. That's awesome. Trinity, it's been such a pleasure having you back on the show. You've been here a few times. Always great to chat with you and in this case to share brand new music. The EP is called Open Skies. People can check it out and download it at iTunes, and they can head to trinitybradshaw.com to learn more about you and check out some of the song samples. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. And do you know what, Dave? You are the first radio interview that I've done for my EP. Because today's the first release, so I am happy that it's you. I love talking to you. I really do.
Oh Trinity, that means a lot, and I was so honored that I had the chance to have that interview and to debut tracks from the EP. So excited for that. Thanks again, and we will be talking in the future.
Yay! Sounds good to me. You have a good day.
Mike, awesome. You too. My guest has been country artist Trinity Bradshaw. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, you can head on over to inthecountryinterviews.com.